My dear listeners, welcome back to Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are listening to stories from the Ramayana that were previously not narrated on Timeless Stories. This is the final story of the season. In our previous story, we explored a story of Lava and Kusha, the sons of Rama and Sita. This is another version of the story from the Uttarakhand of Valmiki's Ramayana. Are you ready to explore this story with me? Let us head to Ayodhya in the north of India again, okay? Come with me, come on, let's go! Ages ago, there was a prince called Rama who was crowned the king of Ayodhya after he returned from 14 years of being in the forest. Whilst in the forest, Rama had to rescue his wife Sita from the cruel king Ravana, who had captured her and kept her in Lanka. All was well when he returned to Ayodhya, where he was crowned the king. Rama was a righteous king, and he was ruling peacefully with the help of his brothers Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. This peace was broken when a man arrived to Rama's court and said, "Rama, I saw a man hitting his wife, shouting at her. You stayed at some other man's place. I won't forgive you. I am not like Rama, who accepted his wife Sita even after she stayed in Lanka with Ravana. I thought I had to tell you this, Rama. I'm sorry." And he left. Now, if you listen to the previous version of Lava and Kusha, you know what happened after. Rama, as a king, had to set an example for his people. So, he had Sita sent away from the kingdom, in fact, far, far away. As a husband, he was heartbroken. But as a king, he had to do that. Now, for us, this feels so harsh. How can he send her away? We are talking about thousands of years ago when kings had to lead by example. If they wanted their people to follow the rules, they had to follow them too. Now, if you listen to the previous story, you will also know that Valmiki helped Sita from the forest where Lakshmana had left her. She looked a bit pale. So Valmiki had her checked by a physician and discovered that she was pregnant. Sita gave birth to not one, but two boys who were named Lava and Kusha. The twins were raised with a lot of love by Sita. They were extremely smart boys and learnt a lot from Valmiki. Now, we all know that Valmiki was the writer of the Ramayana. But guess who heard it for the very first time in this whole wide world? Yes, it was Lava and Kusha. Lava and Kusha learned the story of Ramayana from Valmiki, not knowing that it was the story of their father and mother. Now, they began to sing the Ramayana for others. Now, meanwhile, in Ayodhya, the kingdom was getting ready for a very special prayer or ceremony called Ashwamedha Yajna. Rama couldn't complete the ceremony without Sita. So a golden statue of Sita was ordered to be created. Lava and Kusha's Ramayana performance slowly began to get really popular and word spread around. People from villages would come from far away and ask them to perform for them. Now slowly but surely, word also reached Ayodhya that there were two brothers who narrated the story of Rama's life beautifully. This made Rama really curious. He sent invitation to the boys to come and perform in Ayodhya. Valmiki accompanied them. Upon arriving, Valmiki introduced Lava and Kusha as his students and told Rama that he had written Rama's life story and that his students Lava and Kusha were really good at narrating the Ramayana. Rama asked them to perform. So they sang Rama's story in front of an audience in the palace. The audience were just spellbound. There was pin drop silence in the palace. Rama silently shed tears when they finished with Janaki leaving the kingdom. Rama showered the boys with lots of gifts and showed them around and showed them the preparation for Ashwamedha Yajna, the special prayer, remember? There, the boys saw the statue of Sita and asked Rama, "Why is our mum's statue here?" Rama was completely confused. This is when Valmiki said, "Rama, meet your sons Lava and Kusha." He explained how Sita was pregnant when he found her in the forest and he took her to his ashram. Rama thanked Valmiki for looking after Sita and his sons and he hugged Lava and Kusha. He had missed Sita dearly. He asked Valmiki, "How is Sita? Can you take me to her?" Valmiki had actually brought Sita with him in disguise. He told Rama, "She's here with us." And he asked Sita to come out of her disguise. Rama was so happy to see her. Rama asked Sita to forgive him. Sita told him that she understood his duty as a king. She turned to Lava and Kusha and said, "Sons, you have now found your father who will love you a lot. It's now time for me to go. The purpose of my life is complete. I will go back to my mother earth to be at peace." Even as she said this, the earth split open and a throne came out of earth. Seated on the throne was Bhumata, Mother Earth herself. She asked Sita to come sit with her. Sita, who was found in earth by Janaka, was returning to her mother. Sita went and sat in her mother's lap. And the throne went back into the earth just the way it had come out. Rama, Valmiki, Lava, Kusha, they were all shocked. And when they recovered from the loss, the boys lived with Rama, completed the special ceremony, and ruled the kingdom after. That, my friends, is the other version of the story of Lava and Kusha and how they were united with their father Rama. Which version of the story do you prefer? Both end with Sita going away, which is sad, isn't it? Anyway, Rama ruled for 11,000 years before returning to Vaikuntha as Vishnu. With that, we finished this season of Timeless Stories. We're going to take a break and decide which direction we are going to go next. Till then, enjoy all the stories we've listened to so far. I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.